Well, hello, everybody. Jeff Bennett welcoming you to this Christmas edition of All Things Radio. No, this isn't the All Things Radio podcast, but I asked Bill Sparks if I could produce something for Christmas, and he said, why not? This week, we're going to present a special Christmas show. It's a Christmas show that aired on the American Broadcasting Network on December 25th, 1957, and it's the Jim Reeves Radio Show. This was one of three musical variety shows that aired on the ABC Radio Network. These shows included the Jim Reeves Show, the Merv Griffin Show, and the Herb Oscar Anderson Variety Show. So why not sit back, relax, and enjoy the Jim Reeves Radio Show that aired on the American Broadcasting Network on December 25th, 1957.
Hey, Mom, somebody's here.
All right, I'll see who. Why, bless my soul, if it isn't Jim Reeves.
Well, hello there, and Merry Christmas. Say, I brought Owen Bradley and the boys.
Well, tell them to come right in.
Just as I thought, the band's fading out to the kitchen. But while I hang up my coat and hat, here's the rest of the family. Come on in, everybody. Come in.
Hi there.
Look at the tree. Isn't that a beautiful
tree? Hi there. I'm Buddy Hall.
Here's my group, the Anita Kerr Quartet.
And aren't you Dolores Watson?
Yes, I am. Merry Christmas.
And my name's David Cobb.
Well, come in, David. And all of you, make yourselves at home.
Hey, say, Jim.
Yes, Dave?
Come on out to the kitchen, will you? Owen wants us to get together on a tune for the small fry.
I'm on my way with bells on.
And the song Owen's talking about is certainly a favorite with the youngsters and oldsters, too. Here's our favorite Christmas star, Jim Reeves, telling the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Thank you very much. Say, I'd like to remind you to see The Enemy Below, opening at the Mayfair Theater in New York and around the country today. Dick Powell produced it for 20th Century Fox, and he's really come up with a terrific picture. Wait till you see the performances Robert Mitchum and Kurt Juergens give. Well, we're playing a game of pretend today. We're pretending we're there in your home, and at the same time, we're sort of hoping you'll pretend you're here with us. So pretend just a minute. Our studio's warm and cheerful. The Christmas tree is bright and bedecked with proper trimmings and loaded down with gifts. And right here with us are some wonderful, happy people just like you. So you make believe you're here. We'll make believe we're at your house, and we'll all spend this wonderful Christmas day together. Dolores, does that set the scene for your song?
Yes, Jim. I can sing it and mean every single word of it.
Dolores Watson, then, expressing a sentiment shared by all of us, I'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Just beautiful, Dolores.
Thank you, Jim. Say, by the way, when do we open the presents?
Hold everything just a minute. I hate to disappoint all of you right here on Christmas this way, but now I'm afraid the band won't have time to get their presents.
Well, that's true, Jim, because the present is the time right now, and it's exactly 6 minutes past the hour.
Here's an old gentleman whose dreams are the envy of every child in the world. It's the Toy Maker's Dream, Owen Bradley in the orchestra. Thanks, Owen, and ladies and gentlemen. Say, all of you about ready to come out of the hostess' kitchen now and help yourself to the gifts under the tree?
Yeah, we're coming, Jim.
Well, it looks like you made good time out in that kitchen. There's Newt and the flute and a great big turkey leg. Owen chomping on a slice of fruitcake and our sax star, Little Augie. What's that he has? Looks like a birthday cake.
It is, Jim. Today's Augie's birthday.
Christmas? I didn't know that.
Yes. He says he was born December 25th because he wanted to be home for Christmas.
Well, happy birthday, Augie. Now, I think if everybody can rearrange themselves, the Anita Kerr Quartet has a very happy arrangement of the warm and wonderful Winter Warm.
It's a snowy kind of glowy day, but your kisses make December seem just like May. Here in your arms I'm winter warm. All the birds are flying south in pairs. It may go to 10 below outside, but who cares? Here in your arms I'm winter warm. Tonight was made for lovers to embrace, a time to dream and reminisce.
And all the embers in the fireplace just glow each time we kiss.
Is it snow or white confetti in the sky? Strange, but when you smile, the winter wind softly sighs. Here in your arms, I'm winter.
Anita Kerr Quartet. My, you look snappy today, all dressed up in reds and greens and blues. Very Christmassy. But you don't look so Christmassy, Bud.
Well, I can't help remembering the saddest Christmas of my life, Jim.
Well, try replacing it with the happiest one. Maybe that'll work.
Gee whiz. I'd been excited for weeks, counting on my first trip to see Santa Claus.
And you couldn't make it?
Yeah, I made it, but he was a real disappointment.
Why, Bud, what did he say to you?
He said, okay, sonny, keep the line moving, keep the line moving.
Well, how about a Christmas just like the one in our hostess home? Chestnuts roasting by the fire, folks dressed up like Santa Claus.
Yeah, Jim, I'd like that.
Buddy Hall, ladies and gentlemen, singing the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to our American Avenue neighbors, Bill Camp and Merv Griffin, who visit your homes daily over most of these American network stations. I hope you'll join them each day. And now that you join me in saluting these fellows and their fine cast who bring you live music and fun on American, Bill Camp and Merv Griffin, here's to you, fellas. With bells on after our station's pause to take a break.
Merry Christmas from American, the American Broadcasting Network.
Christmas Day.
Thank you, and a Merry Christmas indeed. My, oh my, you certainly know how to set a fine holiday table, my good lady. Mmm, smell that ham, spices mixing and mingling with the aroma of chess pie and chestnuts. And look over here, one of my favorite dishes, baked sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. It's toasted nice and brown, too.
Why, of course, Jim. At our house, it's a marshmallow world.
And at our house, too. Listen as Dolores Watson sings about it.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. The world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. A yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. A yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Thank you, Miss Watson.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I wish?
No, I don't, Dolores. What do you wish?
That I could see the faces of all the children in the world today.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh,
believe me, you don't need to see them all.
No, David?
No, sir, Jim. This morning I saw the whole world of happiness reflected in one freckled 4-year-old face.
Yep, Dave. I suspect you dads are well rewarded on Christmas morning. Buddy Hall has a song that pretty well explains that wonderful feeling you had, the feeling Granddaddy had, spending his 50th Christmas with Grandmother. The feeling each of us has for our own special reason. It's so true, as Buddy sings it, that Christmas is a feeling in your heart.
There are toys for girls and boys. Silver bells make merry noise. Yet you should remember from the start, Christmas is the feeling in your heart. Holly wreaths and mistletoe, carols while the candles glow, these are not the most important part. Christmas is the feeling in your heart. And faith again. Let the prayers that Christmas brings brush your heart like angels' wings. Christmas Day will soon be gone, yet the joy will linger on if you only learn to do your part. Let Christmas be the feeling in your heart. must be the feeling in your heart.
Thank you, Bud. Thank you very much. Be sure to see The Enemy Below. Now, I guarantee you'll find it one of the most exciting motion picture experiences you've ever had. The Enemy Below is opening at the Mayfair Theater in New York and all around the country today.
And girls, wait till you see Robert Mitchum and Kurt Juergens.
Right, Dolores. See the picture and have a wonderful time.
And the time right now is exactly 22 minutes after the hour.
Well, it isn't difficult to tell what our lead trumpet player got for Christmas, and Owen Bradley and the orchestra give him a chance now to try out his toy trumpet.
Christmas would be a very sad day indeed without our families and friends around us. Our star, Jim Reeves, sings about just such a blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when the blue heartaches start hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas off white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. With your Christmas off white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
I've never heard it sung better, Jim. Thanks a lot. And now, friends, Jim Reeves invites you to share in the warmth and friendliness of his Count Your Blessings Corner. Pull your chair up a little nearer the fireside now, as Jim Reeves brings you a poem of inspiration so appropriate for this, the grandest of all days.
The earth lay like a little child beneath the silent sky. It slept, and in its dreams it smiled. Stars sang its lullaby. Above one little lonely town, with glory all aglow, a softly radiant star shone down that Christmas long ago. And in its light the glad earth woke, and neath its silvery rays the silence into music broke. All heaven joined earth in praise. For hushed on mother's happy breast, that glorious Christmas day, God's own first Christmas gift so blessed, the holy Christ child lay. Shine on, O wondrous pure white star of that first Christmas morn, tell all the waiting world afar, lo, Christ, our King is born. There's one thing I've never been able to determine, and that's just which of the Christmas carols is my favorite. I suppose it's the one I've just heard by the Anita Kerr Quartet. Thank you very much.
Friends, because we'll be right back after station identification.
Merry Christmas from American, the American Broadcasting Network.
We're having a Christmas party at your house, and at the same time, you're invited to our house. So let's get together for some fun on the Jim Reeves Show. Favorite Christmas star, Jim Reeves.
Thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful day this is for us. There's nothing like spending Christmas with some of your dearest friends, and here are some of yours and mine now. Buddy Hall, Dolores Watson, the Anita Kerr Quartet, David Cobb, and our sparkling holiday orchestra, Owen Bradley and the Merry Men, taking us right now on a fast and frolicsome sleigh ride. Hold on tight, everybody. gentlemen. Thank you. Two of the most fascinating men the screen has ever produced are now co-starring in a picture you can't afford to miss. It's The Enemy Below. Believe me, it's an experience you won't soon forget. Remember, that's The Enemy Below.
And wow, wait till you see Robert Mitchum and Kurt Juergens.
It's a fine movie. And here's a fine song from our baritone Buddy Hall. He sings, If I Can Help Somebody.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody he is traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. Shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be.
Thank you, Buddy, for the official Christmas Seal song, If I Can Help Somebody.
Say, Jim.
Yes, Miss Watson?
Did you hear about the poor little Christmas Belle who had to break her engagement?
Why, no, Dolores, I didn't hear about that.
Her boyfriend wouldn't give her a ring.
Well, here comes David Cobb with bells on, and he's going to tell us...
that the time right now is exactly 24 and a half minutes before the hour.
Seems Owen Bradley and the orchestra found their sleigh ride so invigorating, they're taking us on another tour into winter wonderland.
Thank you.
Thank you, Owen and Brad Lemon. Say, by the way, thank you for the cigarette lighter, Owen. I sure do appreciate it, even though I didn't know what to do with it. I don't smoke.
Well, show him, fellas.
So, that's the idea, is it? Firecrackers, an old Southern custom. Okay, here goes. Catch this one, Quartet. Here's your chance to settle that Christmas dinner a bit with a little rhythm by the Anita Kerr Quartet. It's the Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in jingle bell squares. In the frosty air.
What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away.
Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock.
Mix and mingle in a jingling beat.
That's the jingle bell rock.
Sir, that's one sleigh pulled by rocking horses.
Or reindeer, perhaps.
Perhaps, Dolores. Say, what did you send Uncle Cleophas for Christmas?
Oh, a beautiful gabardine raincoat, Jim.
That's nice.
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it?
Oh, no. You know, he calls it a city slicker.
A city slicker. Well, I'll tell you something I'd like, Dolores.
Tell me, Jim.
I'd like you to join me in singing a right pretty Christmas-type song.
All righty, then. You be my beau, and I'll be your bell.
And that spells silver bells. Jim Reeves and Dolores Watson, ladies and gentlemen.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Say, I'd like to remind you again to see The Enemy Below, opening at the Mayfair Theater in New York and around the country today. Dick Powell produced it for 20th Century Fox, and he's really come up with a terrific picture. Wait till you see the performances Robert Mitchum and Kurt Juergens give in The Enemy Below.
kind of like to send our Christmas greetings to two wonderful fellas who visit your homes every day, Monday through Friday, over most of these American stations. They're Herb Oscar Anderson and Jim Backus. Merry Christmas, neighbors, and keep up those wonderful, big, live, and cheerful shows for your friends and ours on the American Broadcasting Network. To try to wrap it up pretty for you in just a few moments after our stations take a break to tell you who they are and where they're spending Christmas.
Merry Christmas from American, the American Broadcasting Network.
Our sleeves all wrapped up specially for you
and from our star
Jim Reeves.
Thank you very much. Well, while we're still pretending we're at your house and you're at our house, let's take a look out the window. There they are, Christmas carolers. They're the Anita Kerr singers, turning to page 34 in the hymnals to bring us the beautiful carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Sinners reconcile, joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. By highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the favored one. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Thank you very much, Anita Kerr singers. We engaged a special kind of radio engineer last night who was able, by means of Christmas magic, to intercept a father-son talk just at prayer time. Here's the way it went.
Daddy, I'm all mixed up.
Why, son?
Well, one minute I hear about the birth of Christ the King, and the next about Santa Claus and all his magic. I just don't understand who's most important.
Well, son, you see, well, if Christ had never been born many years ago in Bethlehem, we'd never have heard about Santa at all. Santa Claus is, well, just another of the millions of miracles on earth that came about because Christ was born, the Son of God.
You mean, if there wasn't any Christ, Then there'd be no Santa Claus?
That's the answer, son. That's it exactly. It's time now for a song from our star, the greatest of the modern Christmas songs. Jim Reeves sings live, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Well, this is it. This is the time to sing a song that everybody knows and everybody loves. Wherever you are, come along and join us, won't you? Because we want to wrap up our Christmas visit with you with that great old-timer, Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upset.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
This has been our Christmas visit with you, friend. If you've enjoyed it half as much as we, then it's a good Christmas. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow trying to make things happy as Christmas again. Come on around me now, Dolores and Buddy and Dave, all of you, and let's tell the folks how we feel. Buddy?
Jim, I've never had a better Christmas.
David Cobb seconding that.
Dolores, have you had fun?
Oh, yeah, Jim. I just wish we didn't have to leave. And I want to wish everybody again and again and again...
Merry Christmas!
The Anita Kerr Quartet expressing your wish for you, Dolores.
Merry Christmas!
That's Owen Bradley in the orchestra completing our family, and this is Jim Reeves reminding you, have a wonderful time celebrating Christmas, and just once more, Merry Christmas, everyone. Goodbye, God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow right there by your radio.
is like Christmas on the Jim Reeves Show, and you're invited to join us anytime you're in Nashville, Tennessee.
What a nice radio show. The Jim Reeves Radio Show is heard on the American Broadcasting Network. We have a little more time, so how about something just a bit different for the holiday? Every year when the Beatles were around between 1963 and 1969, the Beatles produced special records for their fan club. These recordings are kind of wild and crazy, so why not listen to the Beatles as recorded in 1964 for their fan club members? And I think you'll find this rather enjoyable.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make that. This is the same studio we've used all along. Since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, stop, that's about it. All, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks, all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad hand wrote. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles, one way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas. And a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe. And a handy to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Hi there.
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it. And we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, big laugh. Yeah,
Bean,
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. Oh, no, for enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Expect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and who's top in there? New Zealand. And Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal. Haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Dig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas!
Well, I guess that about does it for this All Things Radio Christmas special. I hope you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed presenting the Jim Reeves Radio Show. I didn't know that Jim Reeves did a radio show on the American Broadcasting Network, but doing a little research on the computer yielded this particular radio show. And I hope you also enjoyed the Beatles fan club message from 1964. And on behalf of all of the members of the All Things Radio podcast team, I'd like to wish you all a very happy holiday and a joyous new year.